with in this course. The real gas situation is quite different. We get deviations due to either high temperature or low temperature or low pressure conditions not being obeyed. The sort of question you might expect here is explain the deviation of an ideal gas to a real gas. And I'm not expecting that you're particularly putting numbers into this sort of equation here, but you're giving me a descriptive explanation of the two sorts of deviation, either that the total volume of particles is not negligible